Today in this episode, we're going to talk about rather an unpopular topic that most experts on narcissism do not tend to focus on. They shy away from talking about it. Why? Because it all sounds woo-woo and supernatural, but it's real. It's real because I have had my personal experiences with it, and initially I didn't believe that something like that existed. But when my own experiences spoke louder than what my beliefs were, I had no options other than believing in what was being revealed to me. We're going to talk about how a narcissist curses you, sometimes very overtly, other times quite subtly, and how their demonic and evil energy stays with you, makes itself home in your body, and how that keeps you stuck even after leaving them for good. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. If you're new to this channel and haven't subscribed already, please subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Now, here is a disclaimer. If you're someone who does not believe in supernatural stuff, evil eye, evil energy, demonic spirits, and so on, it's absolutely fine. Nobody is forcing you to believe in any of that. If you do not want to consider that aspect to narcissism, that's fine, but it doesn't hurt a person to keep their mind open. So I have a lot of stories, shocking stories to share with you. Maybe you might want to stay until the end and then become curious a little bit about these things and do your own research. Who knows, you might end up finding something that you do not know already. A couple of months back, a very close friend of mine wanted to do energy work on me. They believed that there's a lot of trauma stored in my body, and they wanted to release it for me. They wanted to do the spiritual work so that I have more space for healing and I could move on more easily. To be honest, I was quite skeptical in the beginning because I am all into the stuff that is evidence-based, research-based, and you know, that gives us tangible results. This was quite new for me. This is something that does not require the other person to know the history. They can just tap into your body and then things come up for them and they do the clearing. That is how the process works. I was like, okay, it doesn't hurt me to give it a try. Let's see. This person had an idea of what I had gone through, but they did not know the specifics. And that is very important. Here is where it gets interesting. When they did the first session on me, they came up with a list of issues. Some of the issues were pretty common because you can find these issues in every other person that you meet, especially in these times. But there was this one issue they could have not known in any way, could not have guessed, because it's not something that you can guess. It was ultra specific, and I had not shared that with, I had not given any information, even remote information for them to connect the dots and guess. And that was the curse. This person told me that I was cursed by my father. And that curse was really heavy, really dark energy that sits in my abdomen around my bladder and it holds me back. That curse originates from envy and hatred. When I read that feedback, I was shocked for a moment. I was dumbfounded because there is a big, big thing in my history that I have talked about in other episodes. But indeed, my father cursed me. In my last fight with him, he said something along the lines of, "May you live but have a begging bowel in your hands," which just simply means, "May you live but live a life of absolute pain and suffering." And he meant that, because during that fight I completely exposed him. I totally told him off and showed him his place, and he lost total control over me. It is during that fight he cursed me really bad because he knew he had lost. When he was cursing me, I was pretending to be unimpacted by his words. But in reality, it was like someone was stabbing me continuously. Someone was tearing me apart, because it's your own father saying those things to you, cursing you to suffer. What can be worse than that? So it stayed with me. And finally, when that person worked on that, they were completely exhausted, because they told me it was one of the heaviest things they have worked with recently, and there's a lot of dark energy that needed to be released. Until that point, I had an idea that these things exist because I've had my personal experiences with spirits and some psychic experiences and stuff, but I've always been skeptical. But this one proved it all for me. Why? Because the impact. When that thing was lifted, whatever it was, my functional constipation got better all of a sudden, without any medication, without anything that I was trying, because I had stopped it all. I got better naturally, and nothing that I was doing could explain that sudden change in my life, but I experienced it. So I was convinced this shit is real. These people cast these curses through their eyes, sometimes verbally, other times non-verbally. They are extremely envious of you. They hate you. And that dark energy, that heavy presence, demonic energy of theirs penetrates your energy field, your aura, and then sits in your body as these curses, as this energy that chains you down, that burdens you, without you knowing what's going on with your life. I firmly believe what is devoid of light is taken over by darkness. If there is no light, what is going to be there? Obviously darkness. That is what happens with a narcissist. There is no empathy. There is no kindness. They're always jealous of others. There is hatred. They're vile beings. They're spiteful. So of course their aura, their energy is going to be negative, and that is going to impact people around them. In many religions, it's been said, evil eye is real. People's dark energies are real. There are concepts around how that is possible, but there are sayings from leaders that show us this stuff does exist. Narcissist impacts you at an energy level, which is why many people call it a spiritual war. It is spiritual warfare because the narcissist's darkness and demonic energies try to dim your light because they know you shine brighter. They know you have what they can never have. They know you can help a lot of people. You can awaken them. You can connect them with their own authentic self. You can be a source of tremendous help. You can hold so many hands at once, which is what I believe my channel is doing, and I'm grateful for that. And that's why they are sent into your life to keep you chained. I had another dream recently, not while I was sleeping, but while I was falling asleep. I was awake, but not fully awake. In that dream, I felt the animosity my father feels towards me. And I was shown a red light, but it was not on me. It was a symbolic presentation of how much hatred he harbors in his heart towards me because he has lost absolute control and how dangerous he is to me and the work that I'm doing. All of this cannot be a coincidence. Do you remember any time spent with the narcissist when they enter the room and all of a sudden equipment started malfunctioning, like turning off and on, lights flickering and stuff? If yes, how could that be a coincidence? Those are the signs of the dark energy they carry with them. The aura is quite heavy. And if you have had these experiences, please drop them in the comments below. Who knows? Many people might feel validated through you. Do you remember seeing those pitch black eyes of the narcissist and feeling how cold they are? It's not something that you see. It's almost like you have a soul experience in that moment. You can't put it in words because it's experience. And you felt totally connected. You felt like you were sitting across a reptile, a being from another place that you do not know, that you cannot connect with. And it was extremely scary that it freaked you to your core. Have you been there? If yes, please comments below. Drop your experiences as well. As much as I hate to believe this, but narcissists, in my opinion, and having experienced what I have experienced, do have a connection with dark source. Call it bad energy, demon, Satan, whatever. But there is something dirty they carry with themselves. There is something they have given space to, and now that thing has made itself home in their hearts. And that is a very painful thing, because if that is what's going on with their lives, if that is what is maintained by their arrogance, by their grandiosity and the evil they do, how will they ever change? They have fully accepted what they should have completely rejected, what we have to run away from. They chose to run towards it and become that. If you have been with a narcissist and you feel these energy shifts in your body, If you suspect there is something going on that cannot be resolved psychologically, then you should validate that instinct. You should believe your intuition and maybe research how energy works and how energy work is done so that you can get it done on you and get that stuff released. Because as I said, in my case, I think it was the final piece to the puzzle that I was trying to resolve, that I was trying to solve for a long time. This might sound woo-woo, but those who have experienced this know what I'm talking about. And it may not align with the scientific side of narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and what it does psychologically, but I invite you to combine both these sides to have a proper understanding, a bigger understanding of this problem at hand. It's not purely scientific, it's a spiritual disease as well. In conclusion, demonic aspect to narcissism is real. I have created multiple episodes on it. You can watch them. And they do carry evil energy with them, which they use to penetrate your energy field, and they curse you. These curses are heavy. They do create health problems, health issues that cannot be explained, or that do not resolve, that do not, you know, go away with time. If that is the case with you, you should look deeper, and maybe you might find answers to the questions that you have and you have been trying to get answers to for a long time. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it enlightening. If you did, let me know in the comments. Share this episode with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.